This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The U.S. military is ramping up evacuations from the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan, for the first time meeting and exceeding U.S. projections. U.S. military flights carried about 17,000 Americans, Afghan allies, and others to safety in 36 hours. Here's the AP's Mike Gracia.
With the August 31st deadline for the complete withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan 1 week away, the frenzied evacuation of U.S. citizens and Afghan allies continues. Monday marked the busiest day of the evacuation effort. Army General Stephen Lyons heads U.S. Transportation Command.
I'm very, very confident that we'll sustain that effort and improve that effort, to be honest with you. My commitment is to ensure that airlift is never the constraint in this operation.
U.S. officials say a military helicopter was used to pick up 16 American citizens Monday and ferry them to Kabul Airport. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Now is a risky time to be traveling. That's Hawaii's Governor David Ige talking about the fast-spreading Delta variant of the coronavirus and why he's asking that you not visit the islands right now. And now, a first.
Kathy Hochul became the first female governor of New York at the stroke of midnight Tuesday, right after Andrew Cuomo left office following his announcement 2 weeks ago he would resign rather than face a likely impeachment battle. She planned to meet with legislative leaders later in the morning and make a public address at 3 p.m. Julie Walker, New York.
Andrew Cuomo denies sexual harassment allegations. On his way out of office, then-Governor Cuomo granted clemency to six people, including the driver in a 1981 armored truck robbery in which three people were killed. 76-year-old David Gilbert is serving life. This is AP News. The leader of the Proud Boys is going to jail.
The leader of the Proud Boys extremist group was sentenced to more than 5 months in jail. Enrique Tarrio told the court he made a grave mistake and was profusely sorry for his actions. He pleaded guilty to burning a Black Lives Matter banner that was torn down from a historic black church in downtown Washington, D.C., and bringing two high-capacity firearm magazines into the nation's capital days before the January Capitol riot. Proud Boy members describe themselves as a politically incorrect men's club for Western chauvinists. Tarrio hasn't been charged in the Capitol attack, but four group leaders have been charged with conspiring to impede the certification of President Biden's victory. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Wisconsin residents who get their first dose of the COVID vaccine in the state by Labor Day will get a $100 gift card. Governor Tony Evers made the announcement yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.